If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Ian gains strength.
Major hurricane, category 4. That's going to be severe.
As it heads for Florida.
None of us know what we're going to get as far as the hurricane's concerned.
Alzheimer's drug shows promise.
Slowing down memory loss and thinking problems.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm David Begno in Tampa with the CBS World News Roundup. Hurricane Ian is now a powerful Category 4 storm with maximum sustained winds greater than 150 miles per hour. It's still about 70 miles offshore, but we're already experiencing tropical storm conditions here in the Tampa Bay area. And it's not just the wind. We could be looking at 6 feet of storm surge here and as much as 12 feet in other places. Ian has already caused a lot of damage in South Florida. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez in Fort Myers has more on that.
One reported tornado damaged several planes at North Perry Airport in Hollywood.
This is nuts.
In Key West, powerful winds snapped trees as heavy rains and early storm surge triggered flash flooding. Many people moved their cars to higher ground in anticipation. And overnight, rising water began inundating homes along the coast.
Ian's path has shifted slightly. It's now expected to make landfall later today south of here. Meteorologist Craig Allen has been keeping a close eye on it.
The current track is going to wobble towards the coast, and the landfall now could very well be somewhere between Naples, Fort Myers, and just south of the Tampa Bay area.
Many coastal communities are practically deserted this morning. More than 2.5 million people are under mandatory evacuation orders.
Yeah.
This is Glenn Josephic. He decided late Tuesday that it was time for him, his wife Holly, and their two young children, Jet and Isaac, to pack up.
The storm decides it's going to shift west again, right? Then we're kind of in the worst path.
The house right across from the Josephics is on the water. So whatever the storm's final path is, he says his family and the home could be in danger.
Our biggest concern was the surge with two young kids, right? And that's the main reason why we're leaving.
Just trying to calculate the best time to leave.
Gil Gonzalez and his neighbors have already boarded up their homes with plywood. He takes care of his elderly parents, and they've already fled the higher ground.
We got sandbags and all kinds of anti-flooding devices.
Well, David, concern about Hurricane Ian prompted the House panel investigating the Capitol attack to put off today's scheduled hearing. As CBS's Scott McFarland tells us, the rioter who confessed to one of the most violent attacks that day is headed to prison.
Kyle Young of Iowa will spend more than 7 years in prison for his role in the attack on injured D.C. police officer Michael Fanone. Federal Judge Amy Berman Jackson, in issuing the sentence, described Kyle Young's actions that day as some of the darkest acts committed on one of America's darkest days.
The European Union says the leaks from the undersea pipelines that supply Russian gas to Europe appear to be the result of a deliberate act. The Kremlin says it's, quote, stupid and absurd to think Moscow was behind the leaks. Correspondent Charlie Daggett has the latest on the fighting in Ukraine and the referendum in areas of the country controlled by Russia.
Even with some of the worst of the fighting raging along the Russian-occupied territories, forced ballots cast at gunpoint, the head of Russian-backed Donetsk described a colossal victory, saying it wouldn't be true to say we didn't expect such a result. This farce in the occupied territories cannot even be called an imitation of a referendum, said Ukrainian President Zelensky in last night's address. The Ukrainian military released this video said to show special forces overrunning Russian positions in the Donbass region. If President Putin annexes territories here and elsewhere, as expected this week, he can claim that Russia itself is now under attack, justifying the deployment of conscripts and even, he hinted, a nuclear response.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Congress is working to prevent a partial government shutdown this weekend.
Facing a Friday deadline, the Senate advanced a short-term measure to fund the government. The continuing resolution goes through mid-December and includes more than $12 billion for Ukraine. It also provides wildfire aid and assistance to address Jackson, Mississippi's water crisis. A controversial provision by Senator Joe Manchin to reform the permitting process for energy projects was dropped from the bill, making it more likely to pass. Nicole Killian, CBS News, the Capitol.
Now to Southern California, where San Bernardino County Sheriff Shannon Dykus says a fugitive died in a shootout with police after a 45-mile highway chase. His 15-year-old daughter emerged from the vehicle when it was over.
A subject exits the passenger side of the vehicle wearing tactical gear. That subject starts to run towards sheriff's deputies, and during the gunfire goes down.
She later died at a hospital. Police say the man had abducted the teenager and was a suspect in the killing of his estranged wife the day before. Also in California, the Alameda County Sheriff's Office has stripped 47 deputies of their guns after they failed psychological exams. That's about 10% of the force. On the Health Watch, an experimental drug has yielded good results for patients in the early stages of Alzheimer's disease. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
A late-stage study by Eisai and Biogen shows their drug, lecanemab, slows down cognitive decline in Alzheimer's patients by targeting amyloid beta in the brain, in turn slowing down memory loss and thinking problems. Side effects include brain swelling and tiny bleeds. Eisai has already submitted an application to the FDA for accelerated approval.
Airfares are 43% higher than they were a year ago, and CBS's Peter Greenberg tells us the outlook for the Thanksgiving travel period is that taking a flight will be expensive.
If you want to fly between the Friday before Thanksgiving to the Sunday after it, be prepared to pay, and keep in mind that those airfares, for those of you who like to procrastinate, will be going up at about 4% a week between now and Thanksgiving.
No travel trouble in Washington State for what was billed as the world's first all-electric commuter flight.
We were able to witness history. The flight lasted for 8 minutes. We flew 3,500 feet in altitude.
Gregory Davis is CEO of the company that built a plane powered by thousands of small battery cells. It can carry 9 passengers and 2 pilots. The plan is to be ready for commercial and cargo use in 5 years.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
There's a new inside look at the worst mass shooting in American history.
Welcome back to Route 91 Harvest Fest!
It's a 4-part documentary called 11 Minutes. That's how long the mass shooting in Las Vegas lasted in 2017. 60 people were killed and hundreds more were injured. And now, for the first time, some of the people involved are talking about it, including country star Jason Aldean, who was on stage when shooting started.
Watch the people fall in the crowd.
I don't think there was any one of us that thought
we were coming out the same way that we went in.
11 Minutes is available now on Paramount Plus. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Frustration last night in Toronto.
The 3-2 pitch. He walked again.
For fans and Yankees slugger Aaron Judge, who walked four times. In a win to clinch the AL East over the Jays, he remains stuck on 60 home runs. That's the roundup. For David Begno in Tampa, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.